Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 50 for the week of November 5th, 2007. We begin this week with my interview with Eric Olander, president of Electrochemical Products, to discuss non-cyanide silver plating. Joining us today is Eric Olander, president of Electrochemical Products, Inc. in New Berlin, Wisconsin. EPI is an industry leader in hot and cold black oxide processes, trivalent chromates, copper plating processes, and the full range of plating and metal finishing processes. But for today, we have invited him to tell us about non-cyanide silver plating. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thank you very much. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Now, despite all of the changes and new technology in the plating industry, it seems that little has changed in silver plating in 100 years now, with virtually all silver plating still done from cyanide silver plating baths. Why is that?
Well, change is hard, correct?
Correct.
And cyanide's a very wonderful chemical compound. And many shops have the cyanide destruction systems installed and the investments put in there. And there's a lot of wonderful things that cyanide does. One of the things, it's a wonderful cleaner, and it's a little bit cheaper to use than a non-cyanide process. So there are a couple of advantages with the cyanide silver process.
But we understand that EPI now offers, at least for some applications, a non-cyanide alternative?
That's correct. Our E-Bright 50-50 non-cyanide silver process.
So functional silver platers may be able to eliminate cyanide?
That's correct. As for decorative silver processes, the non-cyanide silver will plate a silver deposit, but it gives you a very, very slight yellow hue to it. So the people who are doing jewelry work and silverware work or plating on instruments, this process will not work because it doesn't give you that silver color that you get with the cyanide process. And part of the reason why the cyanide process works so well is because the cyanide kind of acts like not like an anti-tarnish inhibitor, but it does something to the film after you're done with plating with it. So that's one of the differences.
Okay, and what are some of the basic characteristics of the deposit? Like what substrates can it be used on, or what underplate does it require?
Well, when we initially came out, we just said copper and copper alloys. We have had some limited success plating on some nickel alloys and electrolysis nickel, particularly a mid-fossil electrolysis nickel. Some of the new ELV electrolysis nickel baths we've had some challenges with, so you need to do testing. But sometimes we get our best results with nickel is if we could cathodically electroclean the nickel prior to putting in the silver. It will work very well. One of the reasons why our silver process has a challenge for silver is we only have one bath, one silver bath. When you have cyanide silver, you have two baths. You have a strike bath and you have a plate bath. And the strike silver bath, I actually look as it's cleaning the surface of the nickel. And what's one of the greatest strippers of nickel? Cyanide-based solutions. So since we don't have any cyanide and we don't have a strike tank, it can be challenging to plate over nickel surfaces. But a properly cathodic electroclean surface, we can get excellent adhesion between the silver and nickel substrate.
Now, do you use silver anodes or insoluble anodes?
No, we use silver anodes. You can use the popcorn, which is fairly popular out there, but yes, you can use silver anodes.
Well, this sounds like a great answer for shops that have made progress in getting rid of cyanide, but are still stuck with cyanide silver. How can people learn more about it?
Well, one of the best ways would be going to our website, www.epi.com, or give us a call at 262-786-9330. We would also be happy if you'd like to get some parts plated, some smaller parts, whether it be barrel or rack, so you could evaluate the finish. One of the things, like we said, this is a functional finish. It works very well in barrel and rack. And we have GE and Honeywell, some of the customers who have eliminated cyanide completely away from their facility by switching over to the E-Bright 50-50 process.
Okay. And we have seen your website with live help, audio introductions, YouTube clips, TV interviews, and online ordering. It's very impressive.
Well, thank you very much. Trying to stay ahead of the technology change of tomorrow.
Well, thanks for telling us about this non-cyanide silver plating process and introducing us to your company. It's been very helpful. We'll let you close with a reminder of your website address.
Again, our website address is www.epi.com. That's www.epi.com.
Great. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. This bulletin just in from the Metal Finishers Association of Southern California and the Surface Technology Association. For our listeners in California, please remember that the CARB Hex Chrome ATCM has become effective as of October 24, 2007. This is when the clock starts ticking for future implementation. The next key implementation date is November 24, 2007, when facilities have to know their respective distances from residences or sensitive receptors. The key distance factor is 330 feet from the stack if you have add-on controls, or the edge of the tank if no add-on controls. Your local air agency will be asking for this distance in the very near future, and you will need to submit this information to the agency by November 24, 2007 to be in compliance. If you do not hear from your local air district by November 9th, you should contact them and ask how to submit this distance measurement. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our help wanteds. Posted on October 29th, Northrop Grumman Space Technology is seeking a senior non-metallic materials engineer. This position provides diversified materials engineering support for the development and production of spacecraft and high-energy laser hardware. Requires 8+ years of related industry experience, preferably with expertise in aerospace adhesives, coatings, platings, dry film lubricants, and spacecraft thermal control materials. Posted on November 2nd, Moen is seeking an R&D manager who will be responsible for the development of new decorative finishes, for identifying, scoping, and implementing cost reduction opportunities through process improvement or new technology development, and for defining appropriate cosmetic appearance and performance requirements, including cost targets. Minimum of 4-year degree in material science engineering or chemistry, physics, mechanical engineering with 3 to 5 years of experience in developing electroplating and powder coating PVD processes. For more information on these positions as well as all of the available positions, please click on the Help Wanted button on our homepage. In other advertiser news, Finishing.com would like to welcome 2 new supporting advertisers. Valley Powder Coat, Inc., located in New Cumberland, West Virginia, is a powder coat job shop. With over 30 years' experience, they provide short runs 1 to 1,000 and one-off custom work. They are a Cosmichrome dealer, chrome chemicals applied over any substrate. For more information on Valley Powder Coat, please visit the job shop's directory. Chung Kong Chemical Company Limited, located in Hong Kong, China, supplies a full line of chemicals and various organic colors to aluminum anodizing industry. Products include pre-treatment chemicals, organic colors, screen printing resist inks, non-chrome chromates, and post-treatment chemicals. For more information on Chung Kong Chemicals Company, please visit the chemicals directory. Here's the calendar of events through the end of November. On November 5th and 6th, the AESF Foundation will be holding a Chromium Plating for Engineering Applications workshop at AESF National in Dallas, Texas. On November 5th through the 8th, the AESF Foundation will be holding a training course in electroplating and surface finishing at AESF National in Dallas, Texas. And on November 7th and 8th, the AESF Foundation will be holding an aluminum finishing course at AESF National in Dallas, Texas. Also taking place on November 7th and 8th, the Powder Coating Academy will be holding a 2-day course, sponsored by Metal Finishing and instructed by Tiger Drylack. Learn how powder coatings will help you thrive in the ever-changing finishing market. My interview with Greg Valero, publisher of Metal Finishing, is available on the calendar page. On November 8th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have a branch meeting at Wellington of Arlington Heights in Arlington Heights, Illinois, with presentations by Dynatronics and Dynapower Rapid Power on rectifiers and power supplies. On November 8th and 9th, the Industrial Environmental Association and California Manufacturers and Technology Association will have their 6th Annual Environmental and Regulatory Issues Conference and Exposition at the San Diego Mission Valley Marriott Hotel. On November 13th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have a plant tour of United Record Pressing Company in Nashville, followed by dinner at the Gerst House Restaurant. Also on November 13th, there will be a joint ASM-AESF Milwaukee branch meeting at the Porterhouse Steakhouse in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The meeting is sponsored by Heat Bath, and there will be a presentation by Steven Seuss of Stork Technimet on failure analysis of plated and coated metallic components. And on November 14th through the 16th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will be taking place in Toledo, Ohio. My interview with Dr. Richard Krupa, the coordinator of the event, is available on the calendar page. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
And that's a wrap for this week. Please tune in next week for one of the most interesting and important podcasts you'll ever hear. In the course of salt spray testing of Rojas-compliant trivalent chromates, Tom Rochester of Plating Systems and Technologies made a very unexpected discovery, hexavalent chromate. If you can't wait until next week, get a hold of a copy of the October issue of PNSF, that's Plating and Surface Finishing, to see his paper on the subject. For Kate and myself, thanks for listening.